Dan Casper here from Radio Row, Mall of America, Super Bowl 52. You hear and my next guest, you hear him afternoons on Sports Talk 105.1, Mr. Tiki Barber from Tiki and Tierney. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for stopping by.
No worries. You got a nice spot right here because you don't get the sun at all.
I know.
In some parts of this setup, you get crushed by the sun.
Right? Because we're looking at some of our partners over here, and I'm like, I feel bad. And they got donuts over there. It's probably melting
and
everything.
Yeah, exactly. So. You start sweating like crazy, especially like me. You don't have any hair. You're just beating down your face.
Exactly. Hey, I got to ask you the big news probably today this morning. Alex Smith.
Yeah, this is
going to Washington.
Crazy.
How shocked were you when you found that out?
I would have believed that Kurt was coming back. Mm-hmm. Kurt Cousins was coming back to Washington. And obviously that's now not going to be the case. And it probably has a lot to do with the number, the cap number that he's going to command, because the potential of the franchise tag, that's the starting number. You know how it all works with quarterbacks. When you get franchised a couple of times, that becomes a starting number. So the starting number was roughly $27 million or so, and it's probably too steep for Washington to swallow. And so they just unilaterally decide to move on. It's a little bit of a risky move because of everything that they've built with him and how good he's grown over the last 3 years or so in his relationship with Jay Gruden. But I guess it's either the money or they have a great belief in Alex Smith to not be a liability, and so I like it for Alex. I'm not sure I like it for the Washington Redskins.
Because it's kind of a different style of quarterback you're bringing in, too, isn't it?
Very. Their stats are similar, interestingly enough. But Kurt will throw the ball downfield. He's a risk taker. You look at his yards per attempt, which is just one of the many measurables you use to evaluate quarterbacks. And it's consistently around that 8.1 yards per attempt, which means he's always pushing the ball downfield. He has a pretty good completion percentage doing it. Alex has been reluctant to do that, in his career. He did it a little bit this year, probably a departure from what he's been, but a lot of that was kind of inflated from those early four or five games. They were, they throw a screen pass and it goes 70 yards for a touchdown, or they'd hit Kareem Hunt out of the backfield and he'd go 50 yards for a touchdown. So it got a little bit inflated, and it'll lie to you about him actually being able to throw the ball down the field. The Redskins have so many, holes to fill, right? They never filled the void from D-Jack and Pierre Garçon, who left. Obviously, the coordinator issue because Sean McVay left, and obviously Jay had a lot of that put into it. But defensively and otherwise, they just got beat up.
Yeah.
Right? Their O-line was, every week one of those guys goes down.
Exactly.
And they're playing hurt.
He couldn't stay healthy for him at all over there.
I love that kid, but he can't stay on the field. All right? And if you're not available, it makes it really hard. And in today's offense is because the tight end is so critical to spreading teams out or making them vulnerable in the middle. And without that, it's hard.
Exactly.
I love Vernon Davis, but Vernon Davis is – I feel like I played with Vernon Davis. I mean, he's an old head at this point.
What do you think? So, Kirk Cousins, I know a lot of people are talking Denver. John Elway might go after him. Team in Minnesota, they may need a quarterback too.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten really compelling all of a sudden. Like, it's going to be a little bit of a rat race to see who.
This whole offseason, I mean, you got the draft with all those quarterbacks.
Right.
You got Kirk Cousins now is probably
a free agent. I think teams have a decision to make, right? Especially if they feel like they're close. Mm-hmm. Not if they're actually, but if they feel like they're close. It's debatable whether they are close or not. But if they feel like they're close, do you go with a young kid? And it's starting to show, other than Baker Mayfield, a lot of these guys aren't necessarily mentally ready for this next jump. You see it at the Senior Bowl. Josh Allen looked terrible. He looked good, but he looked terrible at times. Do you take a risk with a young kid who may or may not pan out, or do you go with one of the known commodities that's a veteran in the National Football League, like Kirk Cousins?
Right.
And I think the answer will tend towards, let's go with the vets. So we don't wait 2 or 3 years in order to get viable. We get a guy who's hungry, who's eager, who wants to continually prove himself, like Kurt. I mean, he's still trying to escape his draft grade, I think.
Right.
And so it's important for him, wherever he goes, to be unbelievable. And I think whoever gets him will be fortunate.
Tiki Barber joining us here on Radio Row from Super Bowl 52. You can hear Tiki on our station, Sports Talk 105.1, Monday through Friday every afternoon. We're a Wisconsin station, so I got to ask you some Packer questions
here. Yeah, of course.
Disappointing season for the Packers. A lot of it with Aaron Rodgers going out for that
injury. It's hard. When he's sitting on the sideline,
exactly.
Not playing, your chances of winning go down significantly.
Do you almost think that was, a blessing in disguise? I hate to say that because you don't want guys hurt, but, did it expose a lot of issues for the Packers?
Well, I think, clearly it did. And I think more important. Sometimes things get stale, right? I don't know the inside of the organization, but just by looking at what happened, it was obvious what was going on inside that organization. They needed some change, and even if it was change for change's sake, it happened. Most of that staff is now gone. All right, Mike McCarthy has cleaned house for offensively and defensive coordinator wise, and new blood is not a bad thing.
Right.
The one thing you worry about is, and this won't happen because McCarthy is basically the offensive coordinator, is Aaron Rodgers staying himself, right? Him continuing to build on what he's built there for so many years. But everything else around it has needed to be revamped. The defense has always been a liability, despite having some good players.
Yeah.
I mean, some players that you could count on, and they're going to be Pro Bowlers, and in that Hall of Fame conversation. But they never performed,
right.
And so something was amiss. And so the shakeup was necessary. So in a way, it was a blessing in disguise, because if Aaron Rodgers doesn't get hurt,
mm-hmm.
and they go, 10-6 or whatever it is, and
make the wild card,
maybe even screw around and win a game. change doesn't happen,
right?
You know what I mean? They stay status quo.
Exactly.
So in some ways, it may have been.
Last question for you, because I know you got to get out of here. Super Bowl, what's your pick?
Yeah, it's hard to pick against the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
They've been here so many times. I love what the Eagles bring, but I have to think the Pats are going to find a way to do it. They have such a great ability to adjust in game. And make you feel uncomfortable just mm-hmm. when you think you have things wrapped up.
They can win in so many ways.
So many ways.
You can't predict it at all.
You can't predict it. And if Gronk plays, their downfield offense, which is something that they've never really exploited,
mm-hmm.
it's so hard to stop.
Exactly. Tiki Barber from Tiki and Tierney, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I know you got a busy schedule, so thank you again for stopping by
and
talking to us.